You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So welcome back to Concrete Conversations. Tim, great to have you back today to answer people's questions about epoxy countertops. We've had a lot of people asking. So people commonly have questions regarding epoxy countertops. What are they? For those who don't know, we should cover that. Their durability, maintenance, the application process of doing them. And there's so much more. So Tim, welcome and let's jump in.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
So in a nutshell, let's get started. For those who know nothing about them, Tim, tell us, what are epoxy countertops?
Well, they're a countertop that can be made to look like nearly anything, and it's installed over a prefabricated substrate on site or away from site. Or if you've got a Formica countertop, we can go over that, or a granite countertop that can be done over the top of that. Corian, anything. It's just a matter of applying epoxy to the way that you want it to look over the top of some kind of a countertop substrate, whether it's new or whether it's existing.
Got it. So, you know, I imagine that over time, people have come in touch with epoxy countertops. And, you know, obviously, I don't think anyone walks into a home and is tapping on counters or trying to figure out what counters are in kitchens or bathrooms or whatever. But they've probably come across them and never noticed any difference between granite or any of the other materials that they see in kitchens, because a good looking kitchen or a good looking bathroom just is what it is. So the process, if you've got an existing home that you're looking to update with epoxy countertops, how do you make them? You know, what's the iCoat process?
All right. So in the iCoat system, we're going to go in and we're going to get the countertop clean, scrub off anything that's on it. We're going to use a degreaser and just let it boil up anything that may be embedded in there, any contaminants. And then we're going to pull the sink, pull the appliances out so they're not in the way, and mask off the flooring, mask off the cabinets so you don't get anything on them. And then once that's all done, then you're going to apply what's called composite, but really what it is a engineered cement. So it's a concrete portion of it. We put a brush coat of that on that's a bond coat. And then after that's dry, which is just by the time you're done on one end, it's going to be dry on the other. So then you're going to do your edge detail. And that's where we mix the composite a little bit thicker, and you can make it look like a flat edge, a bull nose, if you want. You can make it look like a chipped stone, really about anything that you want as far as your edge detail. We put that on the edge a little bit thicker. It takes about an hour or so to dry. And when that's completely dry, then we go over the top of the countertop and also the edge with another coat, maybe two, of the composite. So you've got a real nice thick, maybe eighth inch or so of concrete on there, which creates a very hard surface. It also creates the background for whatever we're going to do for color.
You say concrete. I think a lot of people think when they hear concrete, thick, heavy, you know, wide. And you just said a minute ago, one eighth of an inch. That's amazing. How strong is that at that thin level?
Well, it's really strong. It's actually rated over 8,000 PSI, and most normal concrete slabs in somebody's backyard are 2,500, maybe 3,000 PSI. So it's a very, very hard surface. And it's also waterproof. There's some pozzolans and some surfactants and some siloxanes and things in there that make it waterproof and also make it very, very heat resistant. So it does a great job of dissipating heat, and it really doesn't weigh much. It's about a pound per square foot. So you're not really adding too much weight onto there. So structurally, it's not a problem. But it does a really nice job for not only creating an edge detail, what you can't get any other way, really, but it also makes it so that it's a real nice, canvas for whatever we decide to do as far as color goes.
Right. So I imagine that if you're going over tile, if you're going over a damaged countertop, that you can also use that concrete level layer to one smooth everything out and fix any imperfections. Is that also part of it as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. If you've got a piece of a corner of a granite, that granite chips really easy. If you hit a granite with a hammer, it's going to blow into a lot of little pieces. But if there was that or a crack, cracks around the breach in granite are very, very prevalent. They happen all the time. If you had a formica countertop where it had started to swell at one of the seams, you could just snap those bits off and put the concrete there first and then patch over as a patch and then go over the top of the whole thing. You would never know it was there.
Wow, that must save a ton of money from having to rip out an entire kitchen and redo it with, new countertops.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then we're not throwing stuff in the landfill either. We try to be as eco-friendly as we can.
Right. So you mentioned color. So you create this canvas you noted with the thin mill concrete, and then color. So are we limited with colors or designs, or what's the situation once you get to color it? Because I don't think anyone, well, maybe they do want a concrete looking countertop, but what do you do color wise?
Well, we make about four different coloring systems. So you can really do virtually anything that you want. It depends on how much time you want to spend. Some of the effects take almost no time at all to do, and some of them you might spend an hour or two. But it's really creating a piece of art. And there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can color the composite itself, like you just spray bottle it or sponge color onto it, or there's a lot of different ways that you can color that over the top, make it look like granite, make it look like stone, make it look like marble, anything. And then you would encase that with a clear coat of epoxy, or you can pigment epoxy. And say you want to do a five color epoxy, you just mix up your main color and your other colors, and then you apply them and manipulate it with a brush or a feather or really about anything that you might come up with, a pencil, just moving color around here and there to create effects, or you could use a torch to move it a little bit, create different effects. And then we've got metallics, and metallics are really, really popular in concrete countertops. And again, you can incorporate one color, two colors, really about anything you want to do. It's kind of unlimited.
So I've heard it's really popular for people to take old beaten up kitchens and do the epoxy countertops in like a white marble or like a beautiful white, because it makes it all look bigger. Is that something, am I right about that? Is that something that's very popular?
Well, yeah, white seems to be the thing now, and it has been for the last couple of years. I've got installers that are just installing white countertops all the time. It's very, very popular. It's not my favorite. I like doing black countertops, but white countertops are really the thing right now, for sure.
I take it on the iCoat site, people can come and you've actually got pictures of those. You've actually got that sort of thing, videos that they can come see.
Yeah, we've shot a number of videos with one of our local installers, Joe, and he's always available to shoot video with, and he's mostly doing white countertops. So we've shot several of those, but I've got the training videos, and I've got a lot of other videos on there that they can take a look at, pictures and any kind of an idea like that. I have installers that a lot of times they'll send me a pic of something they want to create, and I'll help them figure out what direction to go to, get that sort of an effect.
Got it. So a question I think I've heard from a few people is, how do they hold up over time? Like, are they strong? Is the epoxy easily damaged, scratched? Like, what's the story with their durability?
Well, they're very durable. And they're also easily repaired if anything did happen. And I've got a lot of people that put them into their rental homes, their Airbnbs, their own homes too, but specifically renters are hard on things. Yeah. I have a big apartment complex, which has done all their countertops. And the thing they like about it is, between rentals, they can go in, and if it's scratched, they can buff the scratches out. If it's heavily damaged, they can just put another coat over the top of it. And it's very easy to maintain, and their own staff is able to do that now. It took, a couple of times to teach them how to do it, but they can go in and basically flip these apartments in a day and a half or so, so that they look brand new every single time, where before, you got to get something fabricated and you got to have it installed and you got to take the old one out, and you're into it for, a couple of two, three days, or if you needed it, if it was granite, it'd be longer than that even. So they are very durable. I've had them in my house now for about 20 years, and I've gone over it once to change the color when we painted, but they hold up really, really well. And if you looked at a picture of it now versus when I did it, you probably wouldn't be able to distinguish.
I'm just thinking along the return on investment for renters or landlords, where they're able to have a beautiful looking counters in both the bathrooms and the kitchen for every rental, that they can keep the price of their rental space up. That's amazing.
Well, they can do that too. And also flippers. Flippers love this because it gives when you're doing an appraisal, it's upgrade materials, whether it's granite, whether it's Corian, not so much anymore because that's not really an upgrade anymore. But any upgraded countertop like this qualifies for the same value as if, whether it's granite or whether it's marble or whether it's anything really a solid surface. So the value's there, and also the timing. So a guy wants to, the idea behind flipping a house obviously is I want to get it fixed up and sold as quick as possible, so I'm not paying, the mortgage on it during the time that I don't want to be paying the interest. So it's very quick, and you can do a countertop in a day and a half without any trouble at all.
So how do you clean them? Is it like anything, you can just use any kitchen products on it? How do you go about cleaning, or does it have to be something special?
They're super easy to clean because epoxy is 100% solid, so things don't penetrate it. And I had granite countertops in a house years and years ago, and I was all excited to get them. And one of the first things I did was I took a block of cheese and I laid it on there. And then when I pulled the cheese off, there was a big oil stain there. And it was there until the day I moved out. You're not really getting that out. Granite gets dry and things like that because things penetrate it and you have to bleach it or clean it somehow. So it's absorbing everything. And I always tell people, what about chicken juice? Ooh, that's going to be in there, right? But nothing penetrates into the epoxy. So it's very easy to clean. Even if I had kids left a purple Otter Pop on a very light gray colored countertop, and that would be a disaster on anything that was not completely anything that was porous, let's say. Right. So this is not. This is 100% solid, so nothing penetrates it. And if you did get a stain on there, a magic eraser could take it right off in no time at all. I don't know how. Those things are amazing. But just for normal cleaning, I just wipe it down with water, and then I use Windex and just take a paper towel and clean it up. It's really good. A sponge is fine. Whatever you clean with, my wife uses Lysol wipes because she's always telling me I'm rubbing a dirty sponge around on it. But right.
So I've heard that they're food grade. So, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that because it's not porous, it's able to have food prepped on it or on it, and it's not going to contaminate the food, so to speak. And in all reality, granite's not considered food grade. In fact, there's only two surfaces that you can use in a commercial prep kitchen, and that's stainless steel and epoxy. That's it. Outside of that, you can't use anything else in a restaurant. Now, for a table, you could, where you serve food, that's fine, but not for commercial kitchen prep. This is one of the very few things that's actually considered food grade that you'd put in your house. I mean, there's not too many people want a stainless steel countertop in their house, but something that looks like granite or stone or marble or anything, and also isn't going to contaminate their food, is just a really terrific countertop.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you mentioned about cooking around it. Can the epoxy countertops withstand heat, or is heat the big enemy?
Well, heat is a big enemy to almost anything. Our epoxy is, with the concrete portion of it, is scorch resistant to 500 degrees, which means that I can take a hot pan of water off of the stove and put it on there, and it's not going to damage the countertop any. Now, what you don't want to do is put something with a heat source. So you wouldn't take a pot of boiling oil on there because that's going to retain the heat for a really, really extended period of time. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. And I don't recommend putting a crock pot directly on any countertop. But for this, if it was especially a white one, I would put some kind of a, I use a cutting board underneath mine. Or anything, a trivet, you know, a heat pad or anything. So anything with a heat source like that, that's going to have heat over a hour or two, five, 10 hour period, it's best to isolate it from the countertop. But outside of that, regular cooking, hot pans on it, that's not a problem at all. Air fryers, right. Toaster ovens, all that stuff.
Great. Okay. So why iCoats epoxy versus others? Is there any difference or are they all just the same?
Well, we formulated this epoxy to be specific for, and we make like 17 different kinds of epoxies for art and construction and things like that. But this particular one, we formulated specifically for the needs of a countertop, which is high heat resistance, good durability, easy to have enough flow to it so that we can color it the way we want. But the real difference between our system and anybody else that's selling epoxy that's for countertops is that we have a portion of our system which is concrete. And I've already explained that a little bit. It's put on in a couple of steps. But that really allows you to do edge detail. It allows you to do a lot of coloring that you couldn't do normally. It's water resistant so that it actually protects some of the substrates around the sink and things like that. So that's really the main difference. I mean, our epoxy, I feel, is good or better than anything else out there, but it's the concrete composite that is really, really the key to the system. And that's proprietary and there's nobody else doing anything remotely like it.
So my last question is on training. You mentioned that you had training videos. So if someone wants to get into doing their own epoxy countertops or doing them for others, what are the steps they have to do to find training? Can they find hands-on? Is the video, you know, to talk a bit more about the training side.
Yeah, I do hands-on training regularly in Phoenix. I'm actually going to be doing one in Kentucky, and I'll probably do that once a year. But and I've got a couple of distributors in various locations that also do training. But I have the same exact training that I do live on video already shot. If somebody wanted to get started doing that, they could easily follow that. And of course, I'm always available to answer questions over the phone as well, but they could follow along. It's menu driven. They can get a small amount of material, get some sample boards, make their showroom samples, and start selling jobs.
Wow. Is it expensive to get started? And is it profitable? That's would be a question I think a few people would ask.
Well, it is. And let me go back to that other one too, because we also have a big segment of homeowners that are, a lot of people like to do it yourself. Yeah. And the do-it-yourselfers can follow along the videos. And, you know, anybody that's remotely handy at all is able to put a brand new countertop in their home for probably in the less than $500 range.
Wow.
And with, you know, say a day and a half of work.
That's amazing. But if you're doing it for $500, so if you're doing it for commercial purposes, that you'd think there'd be a decent profit margin in that.
Yeah. Oh, there's terrific profit in doing countertops. There's a, you know, your average cost of doing a countertop, and I meant, well, $500 for them for buying a couple of tools here and there. But if you've already got those, an average kitchen's going to have $350 worth of material in it. And it's probably going to re, and I'm saying an average kitchen, 45, 50 square feet. And it's probably going to retail out around somewhere between $1,800 and $2,300, depending on the effect that you're doing as far as color and how much prep work there was and things like that. So by the time you have disposables and everything else, it may be a guy labor to help you out, although that's not really super necessary. I've got a lot of contractors that do it by themselves. You might have, you know, $600-$700, maybe $750 in it actually, and you're selling it for in the low 2000s, and it's complete in a day and a half. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good return on investment.
Wow. So just prepping for the interview, you told me a little bit about that you were the first to introduce this at the World of Concrete show. Give us a little bit of an overview on that.
Yeah, we'd been doing the World of Concrete show for years. And then in the mid to late 96, 97, there was a guy that came out, and he was a fantastic artist, a guy named Chang. He wrote a book on doing concrete countertops, and it was wildly popular. They had a booth that was very, very busy. But in all reality, concrete, full depth concrete countertops are super difficult to do. They're expensive. They require a lot of equipment and grinding, and it's just it's a lot of work. So in the long run, they're very expensive for consumers. Beautiful, but very expensive. So we were already in the coatings business, doing floor coatings and wall coatings and waterfall coatings and things like that. So I started to develop the system for going over the top of existing countertops. We debuted that at the World of Concrete in 1999. We were not at market yet on that, but we debuted it to gauge interest, and it was through the roof because these guys are already in the business, in the homes, that they could just, hey, I did your patio. I poured new concrete for you. Hey, would you like your countertops done? It's a really good fit. So we debuted that in 99. We came out with it as a full-blown product in 2000. There wasn't anybody else doing it then. And there still isn't anybody else doing the concrete portion of it. But it was wildly popular, and our booth is very, very busy. And we've been doing it a really long time. So we know what we're talking about. We know how to help people. We know how to fix things if they did happen. I just love the concrete countertop portion of our business.
So I imagine this isn't something someone's going to pick up at Home Depot or Lowe's or any home improvement store, Tim. So if people want more information and want to get started with this, what do they have to do?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.icoatproducts.com. They can look us up on Facebook. They can give me a call at 602-692-2653. They can email me at tim@icoatproducts.com. And the video training series is on our website. And there's, people can just go there and take a look at it and say, hey, I think I can do that. Or, hey, I'd like to incorporate that into my business. And then, from there, it's just really taking a look at it, ordering a small amount of materials, doing it, if necessary, getting on the phone with me and I'll help them out. It's an easy thing to get into without a lot of tools required. You need a trowel, you need a margin trowel, you need a couple of buckets, a drill, a mixing paddle, a brush. There's really not a lot involved to get into it. So it's not something that, hey, I can make a lot of money, but I got to spend a lot of money first. No, I can get my own home done for cheap, fast, and easy, and decide if I want to explore it as a career or friends and family or whatever. It's an easy thing to get into without taking a lot of money out of your pocket.
Beautiful. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us today on Concrete Conversations. And until next time, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Subscribe, and we'll see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.